Thanks for tuning into the ES First podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. So take a minute to hop on over and give us a like or a follow. And of course, if you're ever in Excelsior Springs, stop on by. We can't wait to welcome you home.
It's Mother's Day. If you're a mother and you're here, thank you for coming. We have mothers of all kinds. We have mothers that are experienced, if you know what that means. We have mothers that are inexperienced, if you know what that means. We have mothers that have hauled their kids here today. We have mothers that will have to call their kids from all over the country or the planet and talk to them, and they'll say Happy Mother's Day. We have mothers who have kids in heaven. We have mothers who have never, ever held their kids. We have mothers of all kinds, and we honor and salute you today. You are incredible beyond words. Give them a round. I believe that mothers are the crown of life. And so I'm talking about a little bit about that today. But let's look at Proverbs 31, verse 25. And we'll read that, and then we'll start talking. Well, I'll start talking. You'll start listening. Maybe we'll slow jam the sermon. Okay. Some of you are like, what do you mean, slow jam the sermon? If you don't know, I can't explain it. All right. Proverbs 31, 25. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household, and she does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. We honor you today, mothers. Would you just give all the mothers in here a round of applause? Go ahead. That's pretty weak. That's getting there. Okay, stop. Oh, you guys are good. Man. All right, let's try one more time. Honor all the mothers in the house. Here we go. Ready, go. There we go. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of moms. We thank you that they are always present and near and giving us counsel, giving us wisdom, giving us comfort, peace, Lord, and they're full of power. They're full of glory, and we appreciate them. I pray that in this place you would speak to us, minister to us, minister to mothers of all kinds. And we thank you for mothers that are in heaven. We thank you for mothers that are just beginning their journey. We know that they're all ordained by you, and we are grateful. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, mothers are incredible. I began trying to decipher what I was going to talk about this week, and I had lots of tacos to try to figure out what I was going to say. That's kind of like my, you know, like some people drink to, like, get creative. I eat lots of tacos. Kurt Cobain has nothing on me. I'm more of a lush when it comes to tacos than Kurt Cobain, and I'm still living. Some of you guys are like, who's Kurt Cobain? If you don't know, sorry. Slow jam the sermon, Kurt Cobain. But I had lots of tacos and began thinking about what it is that makes mothers so special, what makes them so special, and how can I convey that, but not just convey it, but minister to mothers at the same time. Because we could stand up here and we could salute moms all day long, but really this day is for mothers. And I begin to think about what moms were like, and I've spoke at women's conferences, and I've spoken to women, and I love to speak to them. I love to honor women. I think that for the longest time, women didn't get their just due, and I think that we still have a long way to go in that. I believe that men and women are equal but different. They're unique, but they're both equal, and I think there's power in realizing the value of a woman, especially for men, and teaching our children the value of a woman. So Tupac taught me when I was just seventh grade what the value of a woman, and I've been learning ever since. So keep your head up. If you don't know, you just don't know. Sorry. You guys are like, I don't know. I had to Google during his sermon. The things that make women special, mothers special, is first of all this. A mother is full of peace. Now, you may be like, not my mom, right? I got some peace, a piece of something. But women are full of peace. Mothers are full of peace. And about the time that you think about that for a minute, you can start to process some the times in your life when things were chaotic. And anytime your life was chaotic, you realize you just need your mom. Right? When you get tired and you've been traveling, you've been working, you've been doing everything, you're just going, and you need peace of mind. It's like, if I could just have some time with my... And those of you that have had a mother pass on, then you crave continually the peace of your mom. It's something about the peace of a mother that's incredibly powerful. It's like when you skin your knee and you got like, you know, it's not even that bad. You're not like gushing blood or anything, right, Caleb? You just got a little scrape, right? And you're crying there on the concrete and you're waiting for mom to come, knowing full well that she's at work. It's like she can hear you an hour away in Kansas City. She takes a break from work and she drives all the way back to put a Band-Aid and some hydrogen peroxide, which is very nice. It's very smooth and cold, but Mercurochrome is where it's at. You got to have a little stick and the orange stain on your knee. That's really what you need for a good cut. But moms have a way of coming and blowing on your knee. You know, like your dad blows on your knee, and it's like, he didn't even blow your knee. He just grabs some dirt and rubs it on there. Here you go, son. Have some duct tape on there. It'll be fine. Oh, walk it off, whatever. But moms, they have a way of blowing, and is that fine? Is it better? And they take your head and they hold it to their shoulder, and they, as long as you need, they'll give to you, because mothers are full of peace. Mothers have a way of walking into a situation, maybe it's your brothers and your sisters, and you guys are jumping on the bed, freaking out, hitting each other with pillows, running around, yelling, and doing everything she said not to do. And she's getting a little flustered. Oh, you guys were just, wait until your dad gets home, you know, all the stuff that she says. But all in all, when your mom walks into a situation where it's a little crazy, like when you get all the way, you know, as crazy as you can, you end up hitting your brother in the face with a brick, and he's got blood rushing off his eye, and he says the F word in front of, you know, rightfully so. He should say the F word. He just got hit in the face with a brick by his sister. Your mother walks in, and you think it should be chaos, and she creates peace. She spanks the one who hits the brother with the forehead, and then proceeds to spank the one who said the F word, even though he's hurting, because peace runs deep. Peace is power, and for those that are wondering, that may have happened at my house. Not to me, of course. Mothers have a way of bringing in peace. They bring peace. And for most of the time, we think that peace is passive. We think that peace is like, you know, sit down and shut up and just don't say anything. But peace is deeper than that. Peace is something that you bring that is flowing and moving. It's active. Peace is something that is so incredible, it will change the nature of the man that you're with when you bring peace into his life. I was talking to one gentleman. He says, the minute I walked into her house, I felt like I was at home, and so I married that girl. Peace that a mother has is incredible. And as a matter of fact, as men, we're all looking for somebody to be our mother. Can I say amen, fellas? It's like, we don't want you to look like her. We don't want you to act too much like her. We want you to be super fine, super beautiful, and hold us and coddle us and make us feel like everything is okay. Peace. Amen, Brad Taylor. Amen, yeah. Peace. Peace is moving. It doesn't sit down. It's not idle. And Proverbs talks about that. It says, she's never caught and trapped in idleness. It's always something is moving. And a woman is always moving and trying to figure out the best way to express love, tenderness, and gentleness that brings peace to others. When I thought about peace, I was recently in Africa, and I was at the Zambezi River. They call it the Zambezi. We call it the Zambezi for obvious reasons. It's the greatest roller coaster in all the planet, the Zambezi Zinger. Yeah, you almost got an applause for that. People are like, woo! Yeah. It was probably your first roller coaster. It was great because if you were dating a girl, you guys didn't sit side by side. You sat front to back like the log ride. only there was no seatbelts, and so you just had to hold on to the person in front of you, and probably the girl was like, hey, could you just hold on to me, because I'm kind of scared, and we knew what you were doing, ladies. You knew what you were doing, and we're okay with that. It's creating peace. Zambezi River is near and dear to my heart, and this is a picture of the Zambezi River. Give me the first one. This is Zambezi River, and it flows for a while. And the amazing thing is Livingston came down this river. He was one of the greatest missionaries known to man. This is in the town of Livingston. They actually buried his body in Africa and sent his carcass back to England. They love Livingston. And he came down this river, this beautiful, beautiful river, and it was going down. It's where Zimbabwe and Zambia, they meet at one place. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. It's just flowing. It's deep at some places. Boats can ride on it. It's shallow at other places like this. And they said not to like get too close to the water, but I may have been on that very edge of that rock. May have. Mom. Sorry. But it's beautiful and just ripples. And I think that if we were to look at the mothers in our life, they're a lot like this. Serene and beautiful. The songs they sing, sometimes it's Tupac. Sometimes it's old hymns. But either way, they minister to our souls. The way they pray for us at night. The way they teach us and help us to read and make us snacks in the afternoon. The way they do all things with a special style is unique to only them, just like a river. It's full of peace. It's deep and it's moving, it's powerful. As a matter of fact, people have figured out that you can take a river like this and you can connect it to a wall and you can run the water through it, and that water will create energy. Take a dam and you put up against some water and you can have power to run a city because it's that deep and moving. And when you look at it on one term, it doesn't look like it's all that exciting. It just beautiful and serene and subtle, but it's powerful. And women, you have that kind of power in your peace. You have that kind of power in your nature. It's a peace that is not given. Even if a man is peaceful and powerful and speaks eloquently and all of those things, there's nothing like the peace of a mother. The amazing thing about this particular place on the Zambezi River, we sat here and we watched the sunset and create amazing colors across the sky, and the river became all the more beautiful as time passed on. Mothers, no matter if you're in your 20s, maybe your teens, your 70s, your 80s, your 90s, the beauty that you thought you had when you were young is nothing compared to the beauty that you have as the sun sets on your life. You just become more and more beautiful, powerful, and peaceful. Don't ever take for granted what you possess, because the world needs what you have. If you go on to the next picture, this is it. Look at that. Isn't that amazing? Shot on my iPhone, hashtag ad. And what you see is that this river begins to rip a little bit, and this is where they told me I wasn't supposed to go out on the rocks. Because right here, where that mist is where this river becomes more alive than ever. Give me the next picture. Because the Zambezi feeds this right here. And that water falls 300 feet to the bottom. 30 stories. As tall as a skyscraper. And yeah, that's a double rainbow. Not a full double rainbow, Brad. But pretty beautiful the same. See, peace leads to something else that I began to ask God about. He says, mothers are powerful. Peace is one thing, but peace is only good if it has the power to move something into action. Because see, a river is constantly moving, and that idleness, that energy has to go somewhere. And when it's presented with opposition, when it's presented with a place where it needs to step up, it becomes something so powerful that it will kill people if it needs to. Amen, mothers. Scratch your eyes out. shoot you in the head, leave you for dead. Mothers are powerful. This is what the falls look like. And the mist coming off is not from the top, it's from the bottom. It's the effect of 300 feet of powerful river dropping to the bottom and rising back up. Those rainbows would never, ever be created in this space if what the peaceful portion didn't drop into the depths and rise back up. No matter where you are, mothers, no matter what you're facing, and it feels like you've hit rock bottom, it was beauty on the way down. It was grace. It was beauty before. No matter what you're going through, it will rise again. It will be something that is so effective and powerful that it will change nations. As a matter of fact, Livingston, I talked about the missionary who rode down the Zambezi River. He got to these falls. He said, "That's too big for me." And he turned around and went back up the river and won an entire country for God. Why? Because the power of the river was something that called him, beckoned him, and stopped him, and moved him into transformation. Your peace is powerful, but your power is something that will move people to action. When you begin to stand up and say, "This is who I am, and this is the way God has made me. He's given me strength in my circumstances," and all of the peace you have seen, it's called meekness. It's power under control, and meekness becomes power that changes generations. It changes countries. It moves and moves and moves until something happens, and this is what it looks like in action. Can you give me the video? That is 3 miles. 3 miles long. You're looking at one third. And that those raindrops are the mist. The gentle mist is actually covering us like a downpour in the rainforest. See, you are effective and powerful like that. Thank you, Caitlin. Sometimes we get to where we don't see this in our lives. As a matter of fact, we're more influenced by the outside world, what the world is telling us. There's a lie in the world that tells you that depression is clinical and you all have it. That any given day when you're up or you're down, it's all some chemical thing and it's just weird and you'll never ever overcome it. But I'm here to tell you that every single day that you go up or down, it doesn't matter, that things are still good, you're still powerful, you're still peaceful, and you can overcome that lie of the enemy. Every anxiety, every fear that you have, every part of life that you feel like you struggle with, you need to understand that you are powerful and effective. You need to understand that God has created you for a job that only you can do, and there's no way, no how anyone else can take your place. Mothers are powerful and effective. We get in this trap of trying to figure out where we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to do, and do we have any worth? And as a matter of fact, I would say that in life, Adam is cursed to work by the sweat of his brow. Adam is cursed in the garden. He says, "You'll work by the sweat of your brow," and all of our lives, we're competing with each other. Men are weird. They're I don't know why. We walk into a room full of guys, we start sizing everybody up. "My shoes are cooler than that guy's shoes. Yeah. I think I could take him, you know. I got the Ramazan brothers behind me. They can probably stick up for me if I need to." Start sizing everything up. We're working. We're trying to get promoted. We're trying to have worth. We're trying to come home and be like, "I provide. I did this. I won. I'm a champion." But women are a little bit different. They walk in with a tenderness and a gentleness. And the Bible says that Eve, that pain would come in childbearing, but her heart would always be towards her husband. We think that we interpret that as meaning that the woman will always serve the man, but that's not necessarily true. In the same way that a man is always looking for validation in Genesis, he's always looking for a place to find self-worth, and that's what we need to feel. We want to find it from our woman. We want her to respect us and love us and treat us like we're the king. So that's enough sermon in itself, women. If you want to, yeah, woman, yeah. Women. If you want to transform your man's life, just treat him like he's the king. And he will bow down to you. True story. Men were trying to feel worth. Women are trying to feel loved, embraced, empowered. And I believe that the curse of the woman is oftentimes looking for power, truth, and love in a man rather than looking to the King of Kings, the Father who has loved her from an early age. And the curse of a man is to look for value in everything else other than being a man of God. And so God says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. And the place that we find ourselves oftentimes is that we are wondering why it is that our lives, what we're going through, doesn't quite add up to what we want it to. I think the first thing is this, that you don't realize that you are as peaceful as you think you are. And you're not realizing that you are as powerful as you think you are. And because you don't feel powerful, then you can't rest in peace and security. And many of you are saying, well, I don't know about peace. I don't know about power. I don't feel that way. I don't know why. It's Mother's Day, so you're going to talk about all the good things, Brandon. But it's true that you have both of these qualities, but you abandon them for the lie of the enemy, which says you're depressed, you're anxious, your mind is racing many different ways. Am I loved? Am I beautiful? Does anyone care for me? Am I going to make it? And day in and day out, you are fighting a battle against a serpent who continually whispers lies against what God has said to your soul. And the purpose is that you are turning to something, someone, anything, instead of turning to God. Because anytime you have sat on your bed and say, who will minister to me? Who will love me? Who will be peaceful for me? Who will be powerful for me? I feel like I do everything for everybody, but who is here for me? God is never far, and he says, I am peaceful for you. I'm powerful for you. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. The Spirit creates fruit and peace of security that comes like a river flowing without idleness that brings healing to the nations is in you. And it comes from a place that only God can give. We want for everything to be perfect, to be just right. We want for everything, every day to go good. We want for every day to be a holiday and we can even speed on the highway. Everybody is out of our way and we have a clear shot at what we want. But mothers, I'm here to tell you that every problem that you encounter is a place for you to bring value with peace and power. You need to be looking for problems because God has ordained you and anointed you to solve issues with your gift that only you can do. But if you don't understand that God is giving you the power to accomplish these things, he's giving you what you need in every single circumstance, then you will crumble. Because that kind of peace and that kind of power do not come easy. As a matter of fact, Paul is crying out to God and he says, take this away from me. Suffering great pain. He's suffering great agony in his soul and his body. He says, change this. And Jesus says, my power is made perfect in your weakness. That's the kind of God we serve. And just like the love of your father that you've always wanted, and he was earthly and wasn't able to give you everything you needed. Maybe you had a great father. Maybe you had a terrible father. Maybe you had a father that took you to the dance and danced you around in circles. And maybe you had a father that raped you. This father is not like either of these. He's present and he's a help in time of need. That when it all came down and he realized that you were hurting, he would give his only son for you. To bring you to a place where he could be all that you needed. Every tear that you cry, he cries too. Every heartbreak, he is there with that, standing with you in those places. He is near. You are never alone. Every time you feel lonely and depressed and like it is all on you, it is not. It is all on him. And he is standing there waiting for you to say, let me be what you need in this moment. And you can turn to a million men, you can turn to your husband, but you will never ever find a love like God. It's the same love that you have for your kids. You wonder why I can hold a baby for hours. You wonder why, even when they're 25, 30, 40, you just want them to come back and sit in your lap. You want them to stay small forever. Why is that? Because God has placed his nature in you so that you would realize how much he really cares for you. So today I want you to take a new grip with life. I want you to rise up like the woman of God that you are. I want you to stand strong and realize that everywhere you go, the peace that you carry changes atmospheres. The peace that you carry changes your children. The peace that you carry is not idle, it's not passive, but it is moving towards power to solve problems that only you can solve. The ministry that God has given to you is greater than anything on this planet. He raises up people. Think about this. God has imagined and created every one of your children before he ever gave them to you. He has created them, put them in this earth, and give them to you. And by grace, he lets you call them yours when they're his. Think about this. Your husband is a child of God, and he has given that child to you to minister to with peace and power. Everything in your life is so ordained and appointed by God in perfect alignment so that he could be all that you need and accomplish his purpose in this earth through you. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Maybe you're here as a mother and you got drugged here by your mom. Maybe you're far from God. Maybe you're a man and you're here for the same purpose. Our number one goal is to bring you to a relationship with God. That's it. No matter how long that takes, we'll take as long as it takes you to walk into this place. But the Bible says that if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that God is the ruler and master, that Jesus is the ruler and master of everything, that you'd be saved. Saved is a big word, but it means this. It means that God makes you new. You know the kind of person you are. Dark, dangerous, sinner, imperfect. And God is saying, I have died to make that old you dead. And I'm giving you life to make you alive. So we pray a little prayer here. It's just simple. It's just this. Father, I believe in you. Forgive me of my sins. I want to follow after you. If you just pray that prayer with me today, all over this room. Father, I believe in you. Forgive me of my sins. I want to follow after you. It's awesome. No matter where you are today, whether you're coming back to the family or it's the first time, God is excited to have a relationship with you. And he doesn't leave you on your own. He wants to be near you. He wants to have breakfast with you. He wants to whisper in your ear. Most beautiful times, and he wants to have conversation with you. It's just the beginning of a wonderful relationship with God. We're thankful that you made that decision today. And if you're here, you're a mother of all kinds. You didn't realize how powerful you were. you didn't realize that you were full of peace and full of something that is so incredibly different and unique that God has given it to you on purpose. Not a mistake. If you're a single mom, if you're divorced, if you're the mother of kids that never made it out of your womb, that you'll see in heaven, no doubt. If you're a mom who has buried your children in tragedy, grandchildren in tragedy. If you're a mom who has lost your mom and you just wish she would just be here to just say something because deep inside you're still that 9-year-old girl. I want to bless you and pray for you that God would show up in your life in a powerful way. Just raise your hands, mothers all over this place. We want to pray for you. Father, we thank you for the mothers of ES First. We thank you that you are full of grace and mercy, full of power and peace, that you are moving in the life of your daughters. I pray right now that even if they don't feel like you're near, you would show them that you're near in little ways. I pray that the power, the physical power of God would show up in their heart and lives. They would feel you in new ways, tangible ways, God. I pray that as they raise children, no matter what stage of life they're in, that you would give them wisdom and clarity, that you give them the joy back of raising these kids, to send them off to college, as they send them off to kindergarten, as they marry them off. Whatever it is, God, I pray that you would minister in a way that only you can. We're grateful for mothers today, Lord. We're so proud to be called yours, the daughter, sons of kings. In Jesus' name.